The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Father, we thank you for this meeting. You have blessed us a lot. You have established our heart in the truth. Thank you so much for the vision you gave your servant and your handmaiden, for the singles to empower, to weaponize us for these times and the times to come. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. Lord, I just submit myself to connect with the vision, with the body, with the spirit that you have put upon your servant for this meeting, this weekend. That, Lord, I will find mercy to minister within the boundary of those thoughts. I receive grace. I receive wisdom. I receive strength. I receive enablement. Thank you, our Father. I also pray that everyone here, we have more empowerment. That, Lord, by the time this meeting will be finishing, we will have been empowered to go forth and do exploit and conquer and be victorious. Thank you, our Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I wish I had a big amen. Let's open our Bible quickly. Let's see Lamentation chapter 3. You know, and because the theme, the Feast of Charity, I believe, is a fundamental body that should be among the singles. Amen. Let's see from 24. The Lord is my portion, seeth my soul. Therefore, will I hope in Him. So it means as singles, we should know who our portion is. He said, the Lord is my portion. I love the word. The Lord is my portion. The Lord is my portion. Seeth my soul. So soul has a definition of what his portion is. The Lord is my portion. This soul is not an ordinary soul. For a soul to come place where the soul can see the Lord as his portion. And that's one of the burden of every single person. Hallelujah. You know, that this is something that if you are not yet married, don't feel that you are not complete. He said there's completeness in singleness. He mentioned Paul as single, Jesus as single, Daniel as single, David as single. What made them feel complete as single is because they know the Lord was their portion. The Lord. Imagine a single sister and a single brother who know that the Lord is their portion before they marry. When they marry, the Lord will still be their portion in the marriage. So you can imagine that. So I love this place when he said, the Lord is my portion. See it, my soul. He didn't say, I say to my soul. There's a time the psalmist said, I said to my soul, why art thou disquieted within thee? But this one is the soul talking. It means that this soul has been helped. May our souls be helped. Can Bodo say, the Lord is my portion? Say, my soul, the Lord is your portion. Because this is where singles don't. That is just what you say that when we go down, you say that by the time they have handled the single, it will be quiet. All the jumping around, it will become silent. So that silence is because the soul has seen something that the Lord is my portion. There are many things that want to be your portion in this world. There are many noises, many things calling your attention. But when this soul has been helped, and also our souls will be helped. He said, therefore, will I hope in Him. Oh, I will hope in Him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for Him. God, to the soul that seeketh Him. You can see that. The bringing out of the soul seeking is very significant here. The soul said, the Lord is my portion. Then the soul is waiting, seeking the Lord. Hallelujah. This is our singlehood. That is what it must be for. It must be for seeking the Lord, waiting for the Lord, and then hoping in the Lord. Can we say big amen? Look at the next thing. He said, it is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. So even as a single person, I can have the vision of salvation of the soul. I must have the vision of the salvation of the soul. You can see that every day I say that it's actually for the soul to be saved. When they say, the Lord is my portion, seeth my soul. Portion of the soul is that the Lord is my salvation. The Lord is my salvation. Say, the Lord is my salvation. Please say, everybody say one more time. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. Hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man that he should bear the yoke in his youth. So you can see the yoke is not isolated from what we have been reading. So when they say bearing yoke, you know, so, this is my single life. So that my life, I lay a job missing me. I guess, so my yoke is that I will walk. It's not wrong not to walk. It's good to walk. But you must know the kind of work you are working for. Jesus Christ told us, he said, labor not for bread that perish. People that walk, honestly, if they don't have this kind of hope, they regret in their latter time. They regret in their latter time. I want to tell you the truth. People regret in their latter time. If they don't have the hope that is enduring, they regret in their latter time. Especially in Nigerian system that we are trusting God to change. People put all their all into work, all their all into civil service, all their all. They don't have time for every other thing, no time for church, no time for everything, no time for, they said, I don't have time, I just want to secure my future, secure my children's future. When they now have their, when they retire and they pay them their gratuity, it just dawned on them that, wow. Then to even queue again for to get their monthly allowance, they get pension allowance every month, they are pained. But you see, those things are not wrong. But inside, you make sure that you have your real portion, which is God. Can we say big amen? So bearing the yoke. Everyone say bearing the yoke. The yoke here is not laboring for that which perish. The yoke that Bible says we should bear here. That's where I feel that is the yoke. Because I was waiting this morning, that's where it came to me. The yoke is in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Matthew 11, 28. Let's go there quickly. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Yes, next verse. Take my yoke upon you. So when they say it is good to bear the yoke, it is good for a man to bear the yoke in the days of his youth. This is the yoke you should bear. This is the yoke you should bear. This is the yoke you must bear. Hallelujah. I said, this is the yoke you must bear. Jesus is the yoke of the Son of God. He's the yoke of the Son of God because the body is charity. Nobody can come to charity without bearing the yoke or taking the yoke of the Son of God. You must take, he said, take my yoke upon you. Take my yoke upon you. So taking my yoke upon you, you can see the lesson, say, and learn of me. Learn, say, learn of me. So the yoke I must bear in the days of my youth is the yoke of learning of him. Learning of him. That is, yes, that Jesus, we should see Jesus Christ as an example of a single person. Okay, to see Jesus as an example of a single person means I must bear his yoke upon me and learn of him. Learning of him. Can we say learning of him? Can we say learn of him? So that is the yoke gun I must bear. In the days of my youth, this single smithing now, because even as a married person, this is the yoke we keep bearing. Because the end of that yoke is, he said, for I am meek and lowly in heart. And what? You shall find rest unto your souls. It's connected to that lamentation. That says, my soul says, you are my portion. Because what every soul is looking for is rest. Please, rest and does not mean when I have plenty of money. Again, and there's nothing disturbing me. In this world, you will have tribulation. Even when you have plenty of money, there's still tribulation with the money. There's no life in this world without tribulation. Hope I'm not too slow for you. There's no life in this world without tribulation. Even having the money, money itself will bring some tribulations to you. There's no rest in this world. When I say this world system cannot give a man rest. But you can have a rest in this world because the Lord is your portion. When the Lord becomes your portion, you can rest in this world. Learning of Him is where I will stay for the minute I have, how to learn of Him. But I realize that it is not possible to learn of Him without, first of all, taking His yoke upon us. So where there have been failure in learning of Him is that we have not been able to be yoked. When you put on His yoke, then you'll be able to learn of Him. Because you see, when you say, put my yoke, take my yoke upon you, what it means is that it doesn't mean just that we just cast His yoke on you. No, it's that He will yoke you together. You are a yoke fellow. When we were still younger, my wife and I, we just got married not too long. We went to pray. We were having some difficulties in our finances. So we just went out of town to pray. And we kept praying. It was a camp. We went there to pray. But as soon as we got there praying, you know, that's one of the gifts. Or gift of discernment. Discernment. The Lord, I had that gift. I just saw the Lord coming towards us with a yoke. You know, He just came towards us with a yoke. We have not started any work, ministry, anything. We're going through financial prayer. We just went to pray. He just came with a yoke. And I told him, I said, the reason why we came here is to be yoked to the Lord. I said, I could see Him coming with a yoke. He's yoking us to Himself. So we ended up changing our prayer point from financial provision towards to being yoked with Him. The prayer point just changed. And that's how we went home. But we realize that, okay, maybe there's something he wants to achieve. Hallelujah. So, learning of Him, it's like when you are learning academics, everybody that is a student is learning. But some excel more than others. And why? Because some have more concentration than others. Others are distracted. When you are distracted, you can't excel in academic learning. It's the same way. When you are distracted, you can't excel in learning of the Lord. You can't excel. That's what we call excellent knowledge of the Lord. Philippians chapter 3, say, Paul said that I may know. No, he said, all this is I count as a dung for the excellent knowledge of the Lord. My God, give it to me. Philippians chapter 3, I think verse 8. Yea, doubtless. And I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. Now, hear me, this is the yoke you should bear in the days of your youth. You should count every other thing as a dung. Every other thing, especially this world. What make men not to learn of the Son of God is this word. This word must be a dung to you. Must be a dung unto you. Can we say a big amen? This word must be a dung unto you. Paul said, I count them but dung. But that I may win Christ. So to be yoked to the Son of God. Can we say a big amen? That's what I say, be yoked. To be yoked is that, first of all, I am obeying the commandment of faith. To be yoked. Because I say, okay, how do I become yoked to the Son of God? I'm still going to end in that charity. But I realize that charity is not just what we do only. It's who we are. It's who we should become. Our first identity is charity. Our first identity is charity. Let me just say, our first identity. Please say it, everybody, very well. I want to be sure you are following me. It says our first identity is what? Is charity. Pastor Dixon said the new man is charity. That's the nature of the new man. So charity is our first identity that we have. But we can't have that identity in the soul without first of all learning of him. And we learn of him by being yoked to him. And I said, being yoked is that we obey the commandment of faith. Obeying the commandment of faith is how you become yoked to the Lord. Can we say obeying the commandment of faith? Let's see Galatians chapter 2 verse 20. I have been crucified. I am crucified. It didn't. This scripture didn't say I was. It's not a past tense experience. It's a present continuous experience. I am. It didn't even say I have been. I am. This is how you bear the yoke. You see, I am crucified with Christ. This is how you bear. When you say, put my yoke upon you. This is how you put his yoke upon you. And how am I crucified with Christ? Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by what? I live by the faith of the Son of God. So living by that faith of the Son of God is what makes you become crucified with him. And that's how you bear the yoke. So unless we can obey the commandment of faith. Hallelujah. Say commandment of faith. I want you to say one more time. Please shout it one more time. Listen, what is the need for faith? The need for faith is our ability to discover our real identity that is in Christ Jesus. What gives us discovery? Because there's a faith for receiving. Hallelujah. There's a faith, people say faith for receiving things from God, natural things. Yes, thank God for that. But there's a faith for receiving invisible things of God. Our identity is actually invisible. This charity we say now is invisible that can be made visible. So faith, I'm obeying faith. The training of faith is what make you to come to a place of making the Lord your portion. Now you come to the terrain of obeying commandment of faith. Hallelujah. That was a commandment of faith. 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5. Now the end of the commandment is charity. So you can see that they didn't say the beginning of the commandment. The end of the commandment is charity. That means that, hallelujah, I must have done some things. Obey the commandment before I can come to the end of the commandment. I must have obeyed the commandment. When I obey the commandment, then I will come to the end of that commandment. The commandment is the commandment of faith. Faith is a commandment. I said faith is a commandment. Let's see, please. Romans chapter 16. Paul was talking about the commandment of the everlasting God. Romans 16, 26. But now it's made manifest. And by the scriptures of the prophet, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known unto all nations. For what? For the obedience of faith. Obedience is a commandment. Faith is a commandment. Faith is a commandment. I must say, faith is a commandment. So when God commands faith, hear me, the yoke. Every youth should bear is the yoke of obeying the commandment of faith. Every youth should bear. You see, that's where they train you as a single person. I love the word single. Single means that you are not diluted. The word single doesn't mean you are not let me. I'm still a single person. I am married, but I have a single heart. Jesus Christ, if your eye be single, Your body will be full of light. So singleness is to describe a state of soul that is undiluted, that is undefiled, that is undivided. Am I talking to you? I said, am I talking to you? So in singleness, as a single person, that's where you get your identity. It's good though for you to get your identity before you marry. Because if your identity as single can come to the place of charity, your marriage will be very sweet. Imagine a brother and a sister who obeyed faith and come to the end of the commandment, charity. Imagine two of them. I'm telling you, a charity couple will have less issue in their marriage. A charity couple, a brother who is charity by nature and a sister who is charity by nature, when they marry, they will have less issue because the nature of charity will have undo many things that cause conflict in the marriage. Charity, for example, suffering long. You can think about a man and a woman who both suffer long. They won't be complaining. There won't be issue because suffering long is patient. A man is patient. The woman is patient. Think about two of them managing a home. Because sometimes one must be charity while the other one is still learning to be charity. That's why one say, I bear with you. But two of them, they bear. Charity beareth all things. Oh my God. When they even have their children, junior and junior, you see that the two of them, they will bear the children. It's like children born to the house of Christ. Because children is another place where you know that your charity never reach. Even when you want to do charity, your children can weary charity out of you. One of my elders told me, he said he made up his mind that today I'm going to wait on the Lord and pray, wait on the Lord. But the wife was not at home. He just wanted to use the opportunity to quickly do some waiting and receiving. But the boy was at home. He said, as he's praying, the boy will knock. What do you want? I want to wait. We take him to go and wait. He said, okay, yeah, be playing. He said, knock again. Pump. I want to drink water. He said, he didn't enjoy the waiting because the boy troubled him. Maybe he didn't tell us another, but he would have given the guy back. If a brother and a sister who are charity being, honestly, their home will be epitome of Christ. Because charity, a charity soul is a Christ soul. I say a charity is a Christ soul. I say a charity soul is a Christ soul. You are not. I say a charity soul is a Christ soul. So, pastors, when we say feast of charity, it's feast of Christ. It's the feast of Christ. You know, when I was looking at this meeting, I could just see singles who are Christ. Singles who are Christ. Kai, singles. I want to see community of singles that are Christ. Kalavayado. Community of singles. So we are not intimidated if our singles are, let's say, 50,000. We are not intimidated. These single people. You know, somebody say, Pastor, you know, Ewa, careful, Bella, one youth. Ewa, careful, Bella, one youth. He said, Pastor, you know, some just saw how youth were coming to our house that time. Say, they don't trust these youths. They can come in the night and bug your house. He said, I want youth. I don't want ballet. They are restless. All these youths. Be careful of them. But we're not careful of them. Later, the person can say, I just like your family. Why, sir? Because he said, I saw that two people are praying there. Three people are gisting there. Two people are doing Bible study there. The pastor said we should be careful. Later now so that the thing will not be like with the way he taught. So we are not intimidated. If you can have feast of charity, let there be 100,000 youth. You see that our youth will all be Christ. Because a charity soul is a Christ soul. Can we say big amen? So why we say you should bear the yoke is the yoke of becoming a Christ. The yoke of becoming a Christ. Say a Christ. I don't think it's a sin to say you are becoming a Christ. How many of you know it's not a sin? Thank God we are in the Italian embassy. You can be a Christ. You should be a Christ. I say you should be a Christ. Who is a Christ? Now listen to me. There is the Christ. There is a Christ. So this is not maybe, this is blasphemy. How can you be a Christ? Jesus Christ is the only Christ. Jesus is the Christ. You should be a Christ. You should be a Christ. How many of you know that Jesus Christ calls somebody a devil? He didn't say you are like devil. He said you are a devil. But there's the devil. There's the devil. There is a devil. Jesus Christ said, Judas, he said, one of you is a devil. He didn't say one of you is a child of devil. No, he is a devil. He just had I said it in John chapter 6. Abby, he said, Jesus answered them, have I not chosen you to help? Jesus said, one of you is a devil. He didn't say it's a devil. As there is the Christ, there can also be a Christ. So your yoke is to be a Christ when you are still a single person. Listen to me. You can be a Christ before you marry. You can be a Christ before you marry. Even if you are not a full Christ, be a Christ. Who is a Christ? Is one using faith of the Son of God to live. When you are using faith of the Son of God to live, you are a Christ in making. Hope you know, thank God, hope you know that Jesus Christ was not born Christ. He was also made Christ. He was made Christ. Jesus Christ was made Christ. So if, going back to my thought, can we say big amen? So when I say learn of me, learning of me, the beginning of learning of him, is learning him as Christ. Because let's see John chapter 20, last verse. But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ. One, and what again? The Son of God. So there are two things there. There are two things there. One, Jesus is the Christ. Then what again? The Son of God. Can we say big amen? So when you say learn of me, what you learn first of all of Jesus is as the Christ. You learn Jesus as the Christ. You have to learn Jesus as the Christ. Say learning Jesus as the Christ. Then you also learn Jesus as the Son of God. So when you say Ephesians chapter 4, verse 20. Amen. Hallelujah. Ephesians 4:20. But ye have not so learned Christ. So when they say learn Christ, it means you can learn Christ. The way you can learn medicine and become a doctor. Not so, sir. You learn law to become a lawyer. You can also learn Christ. You can learn Christ. See, I can learn Christ. Okay, when you learn Christ, what will you become? You become a Christ. It's not, let's see Colossians chapter 3. I understand that lines must fall upon us so that we can make adjustments. Amen. Colossians chapter 3, let's see verse 10. Colossians 3, 10. Colossians, he said, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge. After the image of him that created him, the new man is still being renewed. The new man is not yet a fully perfect man. That's why I said the new man is your first identity. There's still more that you should become. That's why I said the new man is Christ. I'm going there. But Christ, Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. So the new man is not yet complete. Is the word? He's still being renewed in knowledge. Amen. Amen. I can't feel your amen in this place. No, in the middle here. Are you getting me, everybody? Yeah. So you shall put on the new man, which is renewed, not which has been, which is still renewed in knowledge. After the man that created him, yes. Go on. Where there's neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision or circumcision, barbarian, Scythian, born nor free. But what? Christ is all. I love that word. Christ is all. And what again? And in all. So the identity of the new man is Christ. Hallelujah. Everybody say big amen. What's the identity of the new man? Who can tell me? It's Christ. So when you say you have not so learned Christ, you are learning your false identity. That's your false identity. So the feast of charity, like I said, is the feast of Christ. You know, there's still more feasts. in the Son of God. There's also Feast of Fervent Charity. But they can't say Feast of Fervent Charity to he who is not yet a Christ. It only takes a Christ to do fervent charity. What you don't have enough, you can't do the surplus. So can we say learning Christ? So I just see in my spirit that even our Lord Jesus Christ, he was not revealed until he became Christ, the Son of the living God. Of course, he did more than, he has, like our daddy said it, you know, he has moved more than being a Christ before he was revealed. But even as a single person, the first assignment Jesus Christ had is that he should become a Christ or the Christ. Like when he said, I must be about my Father's business. The first Father's business for Jesus is to be a Christ. That's the first business. You know, the business is not ministry. Hallelujah. Amen. I say hallelujah. Amen. Open your bearing with me. The Father's business is not ministry. Give you a ministry. Oh. Again, give you a ministry. Oh. Brother, say, the Father's business, I thank God that this house is healthy. The Father's business is not ministry. Move along, win. So, no, the soul they want to win first is yours. To win your soul and make it become a Christ. Spiritual. So, Jesus' first business, Father's business that God given to him, is that he should become a Christ. And he was doing that. And you could see that even though he said that I must be about my Father's business, he didn't go and start ministry. To say that that's the Father's business. What did he do next? He went and submit himself to his parent. So when I was waiting for this meeting, one yoke you will bear a single. I want to tell you, if I don't say it, my teaching is not complete. I saw it in my heart yesterday. One yoke you will bear a single is ability to come under spiritual authority. Somebody is not talking, saying, say very well. Look at the person. People say, one yoke you must bear. Yes. A single is what? Come under spiritual authority. Jesus Christ came under authority of his parents. And he went down with them. Luke chapter 2 verse 51. And came to Nazareth. I love the word. Sir, what did he say? And was subject unto them. Wow. Was subject. You know, as at that time, Jesus Christ said what his parents did not understand. They didn't understand what he meant when he said Father's business. But he was subject under his parents. One yoke every single person must bear. And I want to say to you, sister, that if the brother coming to say, I want to marry you, he's not subject to spiritual authority, you are in trouble. You are in trouble. He may say, I love you. And he may say many sweet words to you. My soul is just magnetic to you, magnetized to you. Without you, I won't be able to enter heaven or make the throne. Everything he's saying, it is not subject to spiritual authority. That when he's making decisions, he doesn't consider spiritual authority. When he's making decisions, he doesn't consider, you observe, he doesn't consider spiritual authority in making decision. In fact, this friendship is doing with you is not with some approval of spiritual authority. If you ask, is Pastor Dixon aware that we should, you know, start, you know, engagement? And he said, no, later I will tell Pastor Dixon. That means you should know, of course, you know yourself, you know, the culture of the house is against that. Or chatting you up in the night. These things, they are real. If somebody chats you up in the night, it's not subject to spiritual authority. Because spiritual authority instruction is that people should not chat people up in the night. Saying, I love you. Or, you know, how are you, sweetheart? How are you? You know, there's a way some sister like some. That I'm bringing line. Pastor Dixie is happy. I'm bringing lines. He's happy. Now, hey, this is what I want you to say. But, you know, hallelujah. Sincerely speaking, you don't need to do eye service to Pastor Afre. I'm under, sir. When instruction comes from pulpit and you can't keep that instruction, you are not under. You are not under. When instruction comes to brethren, comes to everyone, and you can't keep that instruction, you are not subject. Now, this is, hallelujah. Father, I thank you.
Teach you, Papa, and break up, Papa. Teach you to be under, to be under, to be under, to be under. Clap, let your turn your cart. Let a papa to your calico put a liatosh. Yes, my burden. It's my burden. It's my burden. It's my burden. My burden. My burden. I want you bear a tibria burden. A prayer burden. Burden. Burden to bear. Burden to bear. Burden to bear. You have to bear. You have to bear it. You have to bear it. Bear, bear. My burden. My burden. My kind burden. Like a burden, my burden. A calm burden.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, for we are showing you, we are showing you, for the way to keep this commandment of faith is to be under.
Yes.
For you cannot say you are keeping faith and you are not under.
Yes.
And you are not subject to authority.
Yes.
Oh, for you are not going to be an example of a believer. You are not going to be an example of a believer. You are lying. You are lying. You are lying. You are lying. For we will see. We will see even the fruit of your works by submission. We will see. We will see that you are subject even to faith, keeping commandment of faith, keeping commandment of faith. By how much of submission, how much of being under you have subjected yourself to. For that is the yoke, that is the yoke, that is the yoke that is placed upon your shoulder for you to be under, for you to be under, for you to be under. For when you allow yourself to bear this yoke, when you allow yourself to bear this yoke, this is the way you can plow well. This is the way you can plow well and bring forth fruit after the order of life. After the order of life. Teach men, teach young men, teach young women, teach singles for them to be under, for them to be under, for them to subject themselves under authority, even as the Lord Jesus did. As the Lord Jesus did, who is an example unto us to follow after his pattern, after his footstep, after his footstep. It's a desire, it's a burden, it's my burden, it's my burden, it's my burden. For many are independent. Many men are independent, even in their thought, in their imagination, in their ways. They are independent. They are so independent. They do what they like. They behave in abnormal ways because they are not under, because they are not under. But you see, teach men, teach single men, teach single women how to be under, how to be under. For it's a burden of my heart. For when this is done, when this is done, when this is done, a fruitful single is being raised unto me. A fruitful single, a charity single will be raised unto me. This is the way you bear the yoke, and this is the way you bear fruit, by bearing the yoke. See the Spirit.
We say, big amen. You see, when they say bear yoke, I want you to understand that it's not, that's why they say bear yoke. It's not player. It's not sweet. It's not sweet. It's very demanding. Let's see, please. James chapter 1, verse 21. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness. Please. It's actually, they call it overflow of wickedness. Therefore, ridding yourself of all moral feet and evil excess. Give me another place. Another place. Another version if you have it. Therefore, get rid of all moral feet and the evil, that is it, that is so prevalent. There's something prevalent among the youth. There's something prevalent among singles. What is it? Or there's something prevalent among young adults. It's inability to come under. So when I was waiting, this thing came to me. Nobody will bear fruit of charity as a nature if you cannot overcome this prevalent evil. This is time you feel you have your mind. I have my mind. You know, sometimes that thing follows people from their teenage age. You know, our teenage children always want to think they are now independent. They have their mind. I have my mind. It's not everything. You know, when you say go like this, they feel that you can't be telling them what to do. It's just natural, sinful development of a teenager. Again, a teenager that is like 16, 15, 16, 17, 18. They want to be independent. It doesn't mean they should be controlled. But we have seen an example in Jesus who was subject to his parent. Jesus is the first man that lived a life that sin did not dictate. Am I talking? Sin didn't interrupt his growth. Oh my God. Sin did not interrupt Jesus' growth. Jesus was born as a man that knew no sin. Amen. Jesus' growth is a normal human growth that God ordained. There was no sin interruption. There was sin outside, but there was no sin inside. So sin did not interrupt his growth. So anything you see Jesus do is the way a child should grow normally. That's how a child should grow normally. That's a normal growth that God ordained. So when you say, you know, teenagers, when they come to a certain age, they want to be independent. That is a dictate of sin. That is education or judgment of sin. The man that we saw that was without the interruption of sin was subject to his spirit. And was not revealed until he was 30. So between 12 and 30, 18 years of being under his parent. In fact, he learned his father's business. Jesus was a carpenter, like Joseph, his father, the carpenter. Hope I'm talking to you. I said, am I talking to you? So we have that reference point in Jesus. So any single, you know, what I'm saying is that you can't be a fruitful single because our fruitfulness is charity. First fruitfulness is charity as a nature. Charity as a nature. Charity as a nature. That thing they burn in my soul. Charity as a nature. As a nature. My nature is charity. So you can imagine your normal default. Default without thinking you are just patient. Without thinking you are kind. I mean without thinking. You know, you have to think now to be kind. You have to think to be patient. If you don't think to be patient, you'll be impatient. So when somebody is doing something, let me just hold my patience. You think they burn your body? Your sister will be doing something to you, if they burn your body, but you know, we won't talk because, let me shall be patient. Let me shall be patient. Let me, and then that day, the sister will not even stop talking. Keep talking on. I will shall be patient. Sometimes we say, well, no problem. I will shall be patient. Again, when you say, I will shall be patient, we know that the thing done the bond. Until one time, you just say, you are not the only one that can talk. You have been talking since morning. You are not the one that can talk. I'm not stupid, though. Is that what you are saying? So let us know that. What's that? Fool, don't finish. Charity for a donkey, you know, what to finish. You have to refer quickly. But I'm talking about when it is your nature. Hallelujah. But that won't happen until you can come to a place of being on, sincerely speaking, but this is not manipulation. That if you follow all those trends online, you won't come to charity. If you follow Instagram, the way they are assaulting pastors, assaulting spiritual authority, assaulting, again, church life, assaulting church life. Everything is designed against your progress in the spirit. You must know how to use it, or else it will use you. Sometimes you may want to be obedient to spiritual authority. Pastor Alfred or Dixon say, don't do that business. And then you are keeping to it. Then you go online. You see something that will tell you that you are stupid for not doing what you know better than them. Do they know the business? They don't know. And they say you should not do it. How come they say you should not do it when they don't know? They don't need to know. They are men of spiritual understanding. They have judgment. Am I talking to everybody? Amen. You know what? You see, they want to say evil that is prevalent. There's something prevalent now. And what is prevalent is that there's independent mind. Everybody must have, especially singles. I have my mind. I don't like people that say I have my mind. Believe me, I run away from them. In the singles community, in the church, there's a way we have been instructed to go. There's a way we have been instructed to fellowship, to mingle with ourselves, to befriend ourselves with certain boundary. But somebody will say, I have my mind means that I can't stick to this thing. I have my own mood. That my mind that you have your mood. Your mood is the one that, you know, Jude was saying, or Peter, I said, these are people that they corrupt your feast of charity. You see, this feast of charity only occur in one place in scripture. When you say feast of charity, it's just one place. These are spots in your feast of charity. Who are spots? People that have their mind. Tell somebody for me what that's. Who has put in the feast of charity? Tell them. What did I say? Soromo. Even if you don't tell me, I go say I'm Soromoni. What? You see, any sister that say, I have my own mind. Brother, you are in trouble already. Having your mind is not the spirit of Christ. Having your mind. When I say having my mind doesn't mean you are a dolly person. Have you remember that Paul said that we have the mind of Christ? 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Not so, sir. He said we have. He didn't say I have. We corporately have the mind of Christ. What is running a local assembly like this is first of all the mind of Christ. The instructions are coming from the mind of Christ. Am I talking to everybody? And those instructions can also make you have the mind of Christ. When I say make you have the mind of Christ, because Paul said in Galatians chapter 4 verse 19, my little children, in whom I travail in birth again, until what? Christ be formed in you. So when he said formation of Christ, hallelujah, he said, do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. It means mind has a place. Mind has a role in the formation of Christ inside. So when they say, I have my mind, we know you are talking about your fallen mind, your sensual mind, your carnal mind, which is enmity against God. And when you carry that to the assembly of the feast of charity, you are a spot there. You are a spot. We will know this spot is talking. When singles stay together, four of them have mind of Christ. Two of them have their own mind. When they say, okay, let's make this, let's talk to Daddy Afre for. Is it everything we tell Daddy Afre? Can't we make up our own decision? Who is talking? A spot is talking. Spot in sorrow. Spot in phone. I say, hey, man. They are not responding again. It's like, they have come again with their thing. Yes, so it's our thing. It's the secret of our making. We can't deny ourselves. Let me tell you something. I can't deny myself. Anytime, let me tell you, I watch my teaching when I teach. I just want to tell you the truth. After my teaching in church, I watch my teaching. You know what? I use the mind of the community to watch my teaching. I use the mind of the community. Are you getting me? Not my mind. Mind of our community to watch the teaching. If I say something, I feel this is not in sync with the community. I'm looking for an opportunity to adjust it. When I was youth, I won't tell you one thing that happened to me when I was youth. I'm okay, sir. Am I okay, sir? Can we say amen? I was doing forest business. How many of you are doing forest in this church? It's not a sin. But let me tell you something. Make sure you tell special authority about it. Tell them about it. I know some people can be doing forex secretly, crypto secretly, crypto. You know, the mind is that when I break through, I will tell daddy about it. I won't talk too much. I will just give daddy profit offering. $5,000. Where did you get this thing from? Ababana, crypto Timo Sheni. Wow, I'm proud of you. No, I'm not proud of you. You are not proud of me. I'm not proud. Oh, power, it's not war. So, well, da, da, da. There's nothing called I want to surprise you. Don't surprise me. Say it. I was doing forex. I didn't tell any of our elders that time at church. I collected people's money, trading for them. Then I entered loss of about 3 million. That's about 15 years ago. That's running to 30 million now or plus. Every loss. What you say, Baba should know here. Baba now, Baba now come help you, man. They met and they talk. Even, you know what's that? So daddy, what happened is that? Brethren in church gave me money. But those elders didn't know. I was wondering, what they say, okay, what would I give you money? I said, sister, so, gave me sister. Eh? Sister, so, you have that kind of money? They say, so, hello, Toto, yeah? You know, it's like almost 6 million now. Any 600,000. They were still pitying the sister. Remember that the sister gave me money secretly to trade for her? This one to gave me 150. That one, when I measure, they say, it's not like that to me. Don't measure my name. But it's not my fault. They asked me to come and talk on. Because I was already in trouble. Somebody want to take me to so be you know, that military barrack. And if they take you there, you can't survive. So the church had to come in to help me, to play with the person. Church, that's why what I'm telling you now, church stood up and say, we will stand for you. They went to meet the person. They controlled their money to give the person. They said, it's our son. Please, don't mind. You know, you can imagine church. They tell what I didn't form. Yeah. The one that now came to help me out. They came to help. And after they obeyed me, I did not say, from today, don't trade forex again. They said, we know you are doing IT business. That's what we thought you were doing. We didn't know you are doing that. This all right. What is, don't do it again. Let me tell you the truth. That was, I'm talking from experience. My thought is that when I make the money, we were trusting God for building for the church that I want to build. I said, I will just give them the money. I will just donate the money for the building. Me! They were the one donating money for me. So go and sort. So go and sort out my debt. I was ashamed. Then I said, don't do this business again. Then somebody came to me and said, see, those said that they don't know forex. So he said, I know what you are doing. Continue to do it. Continue to do it. He said, they don't understand the business. I still have money there. I still have money in there, my forex account. I still have money there. But they said, I should not do it. But he said, continue to do it. He said, they don't understand. You know, the dynamics of economy. I wait. Thank God. I just said, I won't do this thing again. I didn't tell you I won't do it again. I just focused on my IT business. And you know what? God just started opening door for me in my IT business. Open door for me. Contracts, you know, many things were just coming up. Within 1 or 2 years, I bought a good car. I bring it for dedication. They said, you know, we told you that you should stay on this thing. You see instruction. They didn't know forever, but they have wage in the spirits. They have age, they have way, they have judgment, they have witness in their heart. The person that said, don't mind them, you now know what happened. I just want you to learn something from it. I'm not exposing anybody. The person that said that, you know what, sir? We just had a call one day. Green is in police station. Ah, for what? Oh my God, he was in police station. Now hear me, please. I'm not, again, it's just for you to learn something. He was in police station. When we got there, oh my God, he was humiliated. What happened? Forex. So the person said, I should continue to do forex. He went to do forex. He landed in police station. The same men that I said I should not listen, they are the one that also believe. So I think with this you should have some wisdom. Because Christ is wisdom of God, not wisdom of Satan. So evil prevalence system that you as single are fighting against every day is a daily experience. As you are hearing teaching here, you are hearing teaching in the world. They're always talking to you. And want to tell you that you are old enough to make a decision. Defend yourself. Be a man. You are a self-made man. All those things, they are contrary to the feast of charity. So charity is not only, the Lord keep telling me that, it's not only I charity my brethren. You must charity spiritual authority. There's a way you have charity towards Pastor Alfred. Part of charity towards Pastor Alfred that you are submissive to him. Because charity is submissive. I'm not here to campaign. What he do there to put us in prison? It's better to be in the prison of the Lord. Because Paul said, I prisoner of the Lord, than to be prisoner of this world. In being prisoned in the law, you have more security and safety. Your future is bright. Say, my future is bright. Do you afraid to say it? Even that fear, nah, lack of charity. Anytime you are afraid of this kind of thing, it's because you don't have charity. You are afraid. Hey, with this thing now. So that means I can't save my money as I want to save it. Who is controlling your money? Who care about your money? If you like, use the money to buy something. But it's good wisdom. You know, people in church, they didn't know I went through that route. I saw a brother that entered trouble with forest at the same time. He entered trouble. It's when he entered trouble, he came to meet me. Ha, sir, pray for me. Hey, ha, hey, who, ha, hey. I said, what happened? He said, forest. I said, why did you, you know, it's like, you know, you are like pastor now. Oh, you, I said, do you know I traded forest before? Eh? You traded forest? I said, there's nothing I didn't do. No. Sometimes, that's, I see daddy say the same thing. Daddy will say, he did this one, he did that one. Anyone who is pastor, God will allow him to go through some things. I saw plantain before. Plantain flower. I used to come from Ilorin to buy plantain in Ilorin and Ondo here. I would go to Bolonduro. Bolonduro is in Ondo now. Bolonduro day. Go there. Early in the morning with empty cakes of palm oil from Ilorin. My mom look and say, how can you be carrying palm oil, empty cake of palm oil from Ilorin? Empty cake of palm oil. To come and buy. I said, at least I'll make money. It's better than stealing. I'll make money there. He said, don't be doing this kind of business. You know, what the Paris school people should be thinking? How much? 10,000 as a teacher. Or collect this one. This one is profiting me. I did it until the thing went. Then I saw snail. I'll come to Ife, Ondo, to buy snail. Take it there. And I was having favor. They were buying it from me. I saw plantain flower, not only plantain, elubo gede. I sold it. So when I told brother and child, they say, you did. I said, I was born as a preacher. It's my mama. I don't preach everlasting life from my mother's womb. So that's why they know, so can you put us? I said, I will put you to. Why are you hiding your life? Okay, I have this money for forex. Don't use it for forex. Go and do this thing. Don't do forex. Some listen, some don't listen, and they have their trouble. So I want this aspect because the tongue say is a burden in my heart. It's a burden. Don't think you know anything. The thing you know now, aside from Christ, now sin teach you. It's a learning of sin. It's a wisdom of sin. Anything you say, I know, outside of faith, is a learning of sin. Now, sin train you like that. It is time to say to sin, no, I want to obey faith. The thing that is even amazing is that you now see young people singles having a voice on the internet. Again, that voice to me is lack of charity. It's uncharitable because, okay, what are you discussing there? If you are not discussing life that is in Christ, what are you discussing? I have a voice. I just want my voice to travel. Which voice? The voice that is powered by sin? Because this thing, that's the aspect that touched me most. There's a prevalent evil. Now, this prevalent evil will not allow the engrafted word to save your soul. Before I used to say, you know, superfluity of nothingness. But the Lord said, check that thing, what it means. He said, that's why I have open. There's a prevalent, that church, they were having a prevalent situation. There's always a prevalent situation. One of them was addressed this morning. Sexual health is one of the prevalent situations. I thank God that this platform is issue-based platform. Kingdom issue-based platform. That's how to handle the situation. Say beyond that. Now, brothers, if you are not under, you can't enjoy anybody being under you. It's a law that flow. It's a law that flow. Brothers, say thank God. Many of us are still single. We are trusting God for a life partner. If you don't exercise yourself in being under, I want to tell you the truth. Nobody will be under you. A woman can, it is a law you sow to reap from. The Lord told one of the ministers, said, he went to meet the Lord. The Lord, Lord, why is my wife not submissive to me? The Lord said, because you are not submissive to me. The Lord said, you are not submissive to me. That's why your wife is not. He said, you don't have grace to submit to me. Your wife too does not have that grace. The Lord says, submit to me. Your wife will submit to you. And you know what happened? As he started exercising submission to the Lord, the wife also was submissive to him. You don't have to say, I'm submissive to the Lord. He's a minister. You are under. Learn that very well. You can't command authority if you are not under authority. See what I say, everybody? It's like my word, no, they say today, Abby. You know, say. You don't say, okay, sir. The centurion told Jesus, I'm a man under authority. So I said to this one, go. He go ahead. So it means when you are under authority, even life, you have authority of life when you are under authority. No single person should play with what I'm saying because there's always a whispering outside. There's also whispering in the church. You don't need any pastor. You know, those that are saying those things, they are evil men. Paul said, deliver me from evil workers. There are ministers that are evil workers. You don't need any pastor to tell you what to do. Don't need any pastor. You have the Spirit of God in you. Is it easy like that? Let's see. Is it easy like that? You have the Spirit of God. Two brothers told me about the same sister, the Holy Spirit that told them. You know, we pastor, we see many things. The Lord told me, this is my wife. I said, okay, let's wait on it. Another brother again. The Lord told me, this is my wife. In fact, this sister was three brothers. I said, the Lord is not out of confusion. Three of you, none of you will marry her. Sorry that I'm hard. It's not hard because I just want to show, the Lord is not, is that one of you got it right? Or none of you? It's the same person that I want to go and start meeting with it. The Lord told me, why he has not even got a life partner correctly? Amen. I have to tell them, I said, see, you are the third person telling me the same sister. I said, let's leave it for now. I went to meet the sister. I just, okay, let's even hear from sister. Did you maybe just persevere, maybe one of them? I said, somebody said, see, it's the Lord that told me this thing, and it didn't come to pass. So I feel I don't know how to hear the Lord again. Maybe one should not be hearing the Lord again. Because I know what the Lord told me. I know how the Lord talked to me. You see, this is a part of not. I'm just talking about the symptoms of not being under. You can be guided. I said, brother, come. This thing you are saying doesn't move me. I said, have you eaten beans before? And did it purge you? He said, yes. Beans poured you? He said, yes. I said, have you been eating beans since that time? He said, yes. But he poured you the other time. I said, so if you say you hear the Lord, you are not sure. You know, you want to hear the Lord again. It means that you are not strong spiritually. You know in part. Yes. We prophesy in part. So also, here, this, another dangerous thing I want to say, because this is where people also make that, you see, this is, I'm saying, the characteristic of charity, that is in disguise. Anything you feel, the Lord tell you something, don't be 100% sure of it. Subject it. Paul said, when a prophet prophesy, let two others judge it. No, say, I know how the Lord talked to me. Yes, we thank God. Satan also know how the Lord talked to you, and he can mimic it. Subject it. Let them prove it. Let them prove that hearing. Let them prove that leading. Let them prove your leading. Prove. Anybody that doesn't like to submit, because this way I see things happening a lot. With this, the Lord said, I think I know in this church, it may not be like that. And please, nobody should think like that. They don't encourage leading of the Spirit. Who will tell you? Doctrine is leading of the Spirit. Doctrine is leading. First leading you know is in doctrine. Hallelujah. That's what I say, first leading is in doctrine. The people that get born again in Acts chapter 2, what they say? They gave themselves continually to apostles' doctrine. That's what you need first of all. Your leading won't be sharp if you know they commit to yourself to doctrine. Doctrine sharpen leading. Leading don't cover many people. Leading. I'm not against leading, but I know that if you are not sound in doctrine, you can't be sound in leading. We pass with no practical things. Somebody proposed at the back. He came to meet you. Sir, you know, as I was praying, I just had this move. Oh, la maga. You know, there's a way people, I just had this leading notch in my devotion this morning. If you don't propose this morning, it won't happen again. So I quickly propose. I've done the proposal, and so I just want to submit it to you. Oh, like marriage. Oh, I moved in your devotion this morning. Like the atmosphere, it was foggy, cloudy. Calava. Okay. Sometimes, it may be a planting. I don't have that issue recently, but you know those early days. Oh, my God. This is what they were getting. Yes. In fact, me too. I was led this day. I was about, okay. 3 months, they don't they quarrel. 6 months, they don't part their way. I thought you said you have one foggy, cloudy. I know. I've seen it many times. That when you are not sounding doctrine, your leading is Caleb. Because what follows doctrine is spirit. Holy Ghost lead accurately when doctrine is prospering. There are many people who do that. We know this is not Holy Ghost. Wake up one morning, you carry 4 brethren, you start another thing. Everlasting life mission. When we're praying, sir, when we're praying, the atmosphere was very soaked. And an angel came and said, 4 of you, you are going to cover the 4 wings of the earth. You're running, boy. Ironic, windy man, buy you down. So, ironic, only God does not do his things like that. See, one day in Acts chapter 13, people that were called apostles, they have encounter. Holy Ghost did say, when they were praying and fasting, separate unto me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. They are not the one that came to say, the Lord has called us, send us forth. No, only God said it among them. Only God knows who God used to say that. It's not Paul and Barnabas said, brethren, pray for us. Only God said, no, only God said, and Bible said, they fasted again and lay hand on them and sent them forth. And Bible said, being sent forth of the Holy Ghost. It's people that send them forth, but Holy Ghost is the one that engineered it. These are the areas, pitfall, singles must be careful of. Sherry Tobati, near ambition ministry. If you have ambition for ministry, because there are prophets that tell you your star is to be omopepe. Tell them, Sherry, kinto shomopepe, makoko joni pepe now. I go sharp in pepe, I go joni pepe. With ministry now, campus fellowship, NCCN, the way they carried, It's on status everywhere. See the Lord's doing. They use Jeep to bring them to come and preach, and then you know they wear maybe this bag like my own, and maybe my own bag is inferior to their own. I guess the way they take guys, then you know they put the picture with his son under. May I never see my voice. May I never, you know, they will do my voice. They bring their Bible for them, then they will go to the pulpits. I guess no. Then they kneel down and say, hallelujah, I don't go, I don't issue. Packaging of Satan. So every single person wants to be like that. So when that the Alfred is saying, let us see under. Something is, because you know your boys don't, your maid don't move. Sir, the movement is not in that one. Movement is nature development. Grow nature, grow charity. By the way, if you are a charity person, you won't do that. Charity vaunted not itself. Doesn't it vaunt itself? Let them carry your Bible. You let them carry your shoe. You tell them, delete that video. It's not what the Lord has done. It's man that is doing that one. I just pray, this is our singlehood. We will not waste it. Oh my God. You see, anything you don't learn in singlehood, in attainment to a measure of charity, you will have difficulty in marriage. You will have difficulty. I won't lie to you, sincerely speaking. And it will be harder, except for grace, to do that. If, for example, a brother that is not patient in conversation, you are not patient in conversation. When brother to brother, sister to brother, you are not only patient. You want your own word to always prevail. You will meet it in your marriage. Is waiting for you. You will see yourself again. You will argue. And then everyone has to match you because they know you can never grow free like that. They will match you with another person too who is like you. Like begin. Even the lady may be quiet first of all. Later they will open her voice. Okay. I tell people in church, Papa, amen. You know, I tell you, if you pretend to come to church, to come and marry a sister, you pretend, you know, hallelujah, hello, in every time. You are pretending, you are looking for a sister you want to marry. I say, heaven to position a lady like you, like that. You two will come to church to look for a brother. You can't play God and win. I know what I'm saying. She two will be saying, hello, you know, you just, hello, you just say, what's your name? If you date, you didn't go through pastor. I don't mind pastor. It's yours. It's your like. And they are serving that your kind. It's just your kind. Anyone you meet, I say, have you told pastor about this relationship? No, I know. I know you. You can't start. But if you, oh, dear, but it's your kind. You marry. Yes. If you force us, we join you. We pray for we charity open all things. We hope that you will change. We hope that we change. We can't, no, there's nothing we can do. We hope all things that God will use this marriage to build you. But just now, I want you to know that you will marry your like. But if you marry someone who is pursuing charity, Paul said, pursue charity. He said, Abi did not say, sir. He said, concerning the gift, he said, convert the gift, but pursue. So I want to tell every single person, your pursuit now is charity. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Follow after. The word follow after there is pursue. So, sir, there's single pursuit. You know, it's a pursuit of career. Your pursuit now is charity. Follow after. Pursue charity. Receive power to pursue. I'm praying that the Father of our Lord Jesus will purge from every soul spots that are corrupting feast of charity. Every spot. You know, James said that this is true religion. That we should be spotless in this world. I am praying every spot the world don't put inside our soul, our mind, our attitude, our behavior, our response. I am praying in the name of Jesus that this weekend spot will be purged out. Receive the power to do charity. 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 Receive the power to attain charity. It is charity man that can come to the world of salvation. I say receive power to do charity. Every soul that is weak in charity begin to receive power right now. This weekend receive power. I say receive iron's feet to walk in high places of charity in the name of Jesus. Can we begin to thank the Father? Let's thank Him. Let's give Him praise. Thank you, sir.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi or Labadi by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.